Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Because as someone said on the podcast, you're just alone. There's no one here.
I didn't mean to say you were alone.
It's still cut deep. Well, you're...
How can I get you alone?
I'm alone until I start my 10:30 camming session.
Y'all,
it goes until 3:30.
I cleaned out Poodle's living room and Poodle did too.
You didn't clean it out.
I did.
You helped me reorganize it. You like
we
cleaned it out like
not,
it's a fucking
I
warehouse.
Out the closet. It is. It's like a Blockbuster. If they discovered a Blockbuster warehouse now with just movies in it, said like movies like Shark Bay and shit like that. That's what it was like. And y'all. He had, I think...
Weekend in Czech Republic.
Yeah. He had 4 webcams in his closet.
Only 2!
Yeah.
I swear to God.
That I saw. I don't know why they were there.
I only had 1. It was mostly just... I don't know why I had 2, though. I swear to God. I had so many...
I said 1 for the front and 1 for the back.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Y'all, we see, he calls it voice teaching.
I had a lot of HDMI cables, too. I was shocked. I don't know why I bought so many over the years. I found cables in my house that we were using for audio right now.
This could be mission control for your ass in here. Let's just jump in.
This is 90 Day Gaze. The episode was called Cuts Both Ways, just like a knife, just choose it, cuts both ways. That's a Paula Abdul song.
It is?
Yes.
I don't know that song, and I love Paula Abdul.
It's not Paula Abdul. It's Gloria Estefan.
Oh, yes, that is a Gloria Estefan song.
Do, 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 do.
That's a good song.
Cuts both ways.
If you liked 80s, 90s just Gloria
like
Estefan.
Just like a knife is...
She had good lyrics.
Yeah, they were written for her.
Well, they were still good. Reba
doesn't write
her songs, but they're still good.
That's true. Usually when they praise she had good lyrics, usually that's because they've written them.
Oh, no. Good song choice is a good song choice.
But they, you know, they say that with Elton John and Bernie Taupin, you know, the best step is the one they wrote together.
Yeah.
Even though they kind of hated each other for a while. Like the movie. Y'all,
I haven't seen that movie yet.
Okay. This is going to be controversial. Oh, come God. At me if you like that movie better than We Will Rock You.
I did not like We Will Rock You.
I loved, or Bohemian Rhapsody, I'm
Bohemian
sorry.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, but We Will Rock You is the name of that terrible Queen musical.
That musical is horrible.
Y'all, there's a character named Galileo, and there's a character named Scaramouche, and there's this evil queen who wants to destroy rock music, but then she randomly sings in rock music style. It makes no fucking sense.
Someone got fucking high on some, like, weird hash. Not even doobie, just hash.
That musical, to show you how low municipal theaters have fallen, that theater came to the Amundsen, which is the main municipal, the biggest theater in Los Angeles, and played there.
The deal is, though,
as a rental.
If you like We Will Rock You, that means you don't like musical theater. It's not really
you
musical
theater. You want a concert
theater.
With a little bit of plot.
Yes. Yeah. That's what you want.
You want a
and
concert.
That's fine.
And they did it as a cash
so
grab.
Don't say you don't like Rodgers and Hammerstein or you don't like...
If you don't like Rodgers and Hammerstein, we need to talk. You just haven't seen,
you don't
seen
like,
it good.
You don't understand Wild Party because you don't know musical theater.
Oh, well.
And that's okay. You like concerts.
Someone's a little snobby today. You're worse than me today.
I don't know. I think there was just 2 weeks ago where you shamed teenage mothers.
How did I do that?
Let's move on. Anyway, y'all.
Did I shame teenage mothers?
No, they thought it was funny. They said Poodle has opinions.
Oh, I think I did say put on a fucking condom. It doesn't go on your hand.
And then one of our sissy squatters responded, I was on a condom and a birth control and still got pregnant.
And,
you were red.
I did. I was red for filth.
You were.
And that, you know what? That happens, you guys. That
I
happens.
Kind of love our squad because.
Come for me.
And it's never done. They've educated us often. And it's never mean. It's always like, hey, queen, you said this. That's fucking wrong. And
we go,
point
taken. I know you're not meaning to be this way. Because, y'all, most of our intentions are always pure, even though my soul isn't.
Unless you're Jake's boyfriend and you cheated on him, then you're going to die.
Then I'm going to destroy you. We've been saying, one thing we say all the time is we call someone a whore for something. And there have even been, like, memes that saying, I won't call you a whore for your sexual practices. However, I will call you a whore. What are you doing?
My nose itches.
Jeez, it looks like you're, like, playing a Jew's harp in your face. By the way, it is Jew's harp, not juice harp, like I thought my whole life. Like, that's called a Jew's harp.
Oh, it is?
Yes. What'd you think it was? A juice harp, too?
I thought it was juice harp.
Yeah, juice harp. Like a, but not
okay. We're off the rails, and I can't believe I'm the one that's going to bring us back. We've got to get started because this is going to be.
I was saying about the term whore. We call each other that all the time, and there were some of you who said, you know, I'm a sex worker, or I've done sex work in the past, and that term is kind of shameful for us. And we're listening.
We're
listening, and we're trying to kind of. Be careful about how we use that term.
It's really in our vernacular, and also we have a different definition of the word for us,
right? But you know but
we're trying.
I for both of us, and I wrote to this person.
I like slut lately. I've enjoyed. Calling
I like
slut,
you slut. Better. Mm-hmm. thank you. I'm glad you enjoy. You enjoy calling me that. Mm. But I think for us, growing up gay men, being able to use that word as whore. Was doubly subversive as someone who is both female and sexual.
Yes.
And that was something that we could latch on to.
Mm-hmm. And love our sexual sissies.
But at the same time, don't ever say that again with so many S's.
Sexual sissies. Yeah.
But at the same time, we have to be careful for, we understand that it doesn't make everyone feel good.
Well, we have to be careful because we're recording this on Monday and we've got to do this fucking show and then three
okay.
other hours of quarantine and what now? Boy, and fuck me raw.
TLC is just like a fucking processing plant right now because all the meat ones are shut down, y'all. Quarantine humor! Until we run out of food. Anyway.
Which is Poodle's fear.
It is my fear.
We'll be fine.
I got a lot in my freezer, y'all.
We'll be fine.
Don't
you know
start
what?
Hoarding, though, y'all. There's plenty of beans. Get you some beans.
Did you take your feels? Because I don't think you did.
I did take my feels.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
I can tell by your eyes.
I took my...
you swear?
Y'all, come at me if you have someone who only wants to handle you at a certain time or mood. And tries to make you be something you're not.
Y'all, he's like a racehorse. I got to get him calm.
It's kind of abusive, actually.
Yeah.
I feel very triggered by it. Y'all, our first couple.
Let's talk about our couples.
Our first couple. We're skipping around here because they didn't really do this very cinematically.
No, they didn't.
So we're going to. You know how I like cinema. Let's talk about Ed and Rose. They're on vacation.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I'm not sure I want to propose to Rose.
Rosemary. Oh, boy.
They're saying goodbye to Prince, and Prince says, goodbye, Daddy.
I've written a letter to Daddy. You're taking my mommy away. To fuck her.
To fuck her.
To Daddy.
So, yes, they're leaving. Ed could give two shits about saying goodbye to this kid. He's like, yeah, it's real sad, but I'm going to go fuck Rose.
Yeah.
So they say goodbye, and then
he's basically like, I'm just still not sure if Rose is in love with me or I'm still her meal ticket. And we go, no, she's your meal ticket.
Yeah.
Anybody else is already knows the answer to this.
Like, y'all, I mean, literally, I think...
Can he be that deluded?
I'm trying to think of just one of the most deluded people I know, and they... don't really compare to him.
Well,
yeah. Even Yolanda
she's
would
got
be
a little
like
perspective.
Mm-hmm, she just wants your checkbook.
So y'all, Rose, they're going
actually,
to some.
Actually, no, Yolanda wouldn't. She would be like,
she's,
I think it's love.
She's so stupid. Mm. Regardless of how true her storyline is, she comes off as like. The person who is like fell out of the dumb tree and hit every branch on the way down. Anyway, so we find out Rose has never flown before.
She's going on a plane.
And this is kind of cute.
It was cute.
There's something inside me that just goes, eh, when he just treats her like a little girl.
Even at the airport, yeah. When he said, like, this is, it's just the way he says it.
Yeah.
When he says, like, this is her first time on a plane ever because I'm an American taking her on a flight. Yeah. Can she sit on a window seat?
Rose, do you want those little wings that we give kids?
Like, if he goes to the bank, he's just sticking a sucker in her mouth and telling her to wait in the lobby.
I also, finally, there's a lot of people besides Mrs. Olson after she's done a hard day of work.
Uh-huh.
That's what he from Little House on the Prairie. He's Peter Pettigrew from Harry Potter. What? That kind of face. He's mole tail, rat tail,
mole-tail.
Or
yeah,
worm
yeah, yeah.
tail, whatever the
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, he is.
Did you just not know Peter?
It took me a second.
Harry
yeah,
Potter.
I remember Petty.
Because you're the Harry Potter. You're the one who has Harry Potter on his fucking phone ring,
it's
y'all.
True. It took me a moment to remember.
And I don't even know Harry Potter that well.
Well, you
anyway.
Remember Peter Pettigrew. Good for you.
That's who he reminds me of.
Oh, well, I still kind of, this is really mean, and we normally don't talk about this, but he's a jerk. I still kind of go with the person that posted he looks like the Mucinex.
The Mucinex germ.
He does look like the Mucinex germ to me. Anyway.
James!
James! Anyway, y'all, they're going to go to an island, Palawan.
He's got her some surprises. And y'all, when Ed has a surprise for you, it means he's going to use it for you during freaky deaky time.
Yes.
That surprise is like, here's some massage oil. I got a surprise for you. It's a butt plug.
It got a surprise.
A surprise. Y'all, if someone is in the bedroom and says, I've got a surprise for you, it's either going to be a check.
Or a cone up your ass. And they're going to pour something in it. Like a funnel in your butt. And something's going in there, y'all.
Yeah. Just when you hear a surprise, say, show it to me first and be near the door.
Do you know what I learned from Mo Rocca this weekend?
What?
From CBS
when
this
morning. When you say Mo Rocca, it sounds like a town in Oklahoma.
I remember that tornado hit Mo Rocca.
It hit Mo Rocca.
Leveled it. There was only the 1 5 and dime left. But Mo Rocca said he was
talking. My cousin Lolo's hairstyles is from there.
It's true. They were talking about, same since high school. She's 48. They were talking about, this woman wrote a book about quackery, and they were talking about these new quack snake oil and kind of things. And did you know that the thing of blowing smoke out your ass comes from, they used to give people tobacco enemas. They would put a funnel in their ass and blow tobacco smoke in their ass.
You can file that under things I never wanted to know.
Little history for
you. I've been freaky deaky, and I've never done that.
But if someone says, I've got a surprise for you in the bedroom, you're going to get smoke in your ass.
Position yourself near the door. So you can just leave.
So you can just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get handcuffed to anything because you're going to die. You're going to die.
Because, y'all, if your hand, here's a message from me, a hint from Poodle. If you're handcuffed with both hands, you cannot get anywhere near their wallet.
You can't. You can't.
And there's no way you'll be able to make it out without their wallet.
He is related to Cousin Olga, y'all. Mm-hmm. All right. So they go to this place. We wake up the next day. And
he's like, this is a bikini.
This is a bikini.
This is a teddy. Now, my dog's name
Teddy, is Teddy.
But I don't do anything like I'm about to do with you with him.
And then we find out they've only fucked once.
That's plenty for me.
And then.
This is so awful.
He gives her a toothbrush.
No, he gives her a bottle of Listerine first. And a ball of good toothpaste.
And then
your breath is not pretty. It's not pretty.
It's not pretty. And then the toothbrush, it's not a Sonicare. It's not an Oral-B. It's a fucking little girl's toothbrush.
It's gross that he bought it at the hotel gift shop. It's pretty appalling.
I'm done with Big Ed.
Oh, good.
I kind of already was.
We'll look back and see, this is the time when your dream that you had at the beginning died.
No, I think it died when he was in the house showering with the father and we saw the Muppet Rat. By the way, somebody posted the picture of that rat compared to the actual Muppet Rat.
Animatronic rat, yeah.
And it was pretty spot on. It was pretty spot on.
That was something that that production just had
Are we recording? Just checking. I didn't know.
Production, y'all, had a stuffed animal, a rat, and they just hosed it down.
They just hosed it down. The producer said, put it in there, boys.
So,
yes, ma'am.
It turns out, y'all, besides the fact that normally it takes at least a year or two into a relationship before you'll say, can we talk about your breath? You know, and you've gotten to know that person,
mm-hmm.
and you know that person isn't going to be horrendously offended by something you're going to tell them. Ed is doing all this up front. He's just kicking down pins, fixing her one little way to make him his pretty, pretty little white princess.
He is.
Like a paper doll in a way.
And you know what? It's the way he did it.
Yeah.
I think, too, if he had thought, well, first of all, I would not have done this on the television show. I would have. Maybe they were there all the time. But do you not have a moment? Do you not have just a moment to say, hey? But also
the shamelessness of Ed that he would do it.
The fact that he got her the things as if, I'm giving you this because you're doing it wrong.
Right.
And what you're doing is not good enough.
You're a savage. And as a white person, I have to show you how to behave like a Western person.
Yes. Yep. This is basically fucking Native American Thanksgiving bullshit.
Yep, it's awful.
He just should have said, hey, I've noticed something's going on with your breath. Like, is everything okay?
But this is the thing.
Even if he had done that, though, just talk to her about, like, I'm smelling your breath.
I agree.
Not.
And then she would have said, actually, I have an ulcer, which is what she tells him. And I just went, oh. It's like when you've been going off all. It's like when someone says.
Like what that woman said, she was pregnant after getting a condom and on birth control. And Poodle goes, okay.
Or when you say, what do you do? And someone goes, I'm not pregnant. Oh, I mean, you were so big.
Or,
I mean,
or that time that you're in a choir and you lean over and you're talking about Sandy Duncan's glass eye and she hears you. Have you told that story on this podcast?
I don't think so.
I think it's time.
This is such a good story. So, y'all, we...
Because Poodle is the queen of saying the inappropriate thing and then being shamed for it.
We were singing at Pop Goes the Fourth in college. And
this is at Michigan, right?
Yeah. No. And we were in Boston, though, singing with Pop Goes the Fourth. And Sandy Duncan was the guest.
I love Sandy Duncan.
And I have... we were the kind of the guest choir, and I was kind of near the front. And they basically said... I was like, yo, you guys... You know, I have a problem whispering. I'm not the best
Poodle
in the world.
Poodle cannot whisper at all.
And so I'm like, you guys, you know, Sandy Duncan has a glass eye? And one girl went back to me, which one is it? I'm like, I don't know which one it is.
You know how Poodle, like if someone has a mole, a hair lip, he can't stop noticing. Whereas it doesn't bother,
I will fixate, and all I hear is like, glass eye, glass eye, glass eye, glass eye in my head. And I'm usually trying to say, don't look at it, don't look at it. And so then I'm, which one? And the girl's like, I don't know. And I'm like, which one? Is it left one or the right? Sandy Duncan turns around and says, it's this one. Points right at her eye, just smiling. And I was like, the color drained from my face. Our choir director just stares at me. And that
was
the
on
time,
stage in Boston.
In rehearsal.
At one of the most prestigious
concert
halls in the world.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Does your mother know that story?
She'd be mortified. She'd be absolutely mortified. Y'all, and those of you who want my mother to guest on the podcast, you can give that up.
Who said that?
Someone said that Mother Poodle should be a character. No, that will never happen. Y'all. There are two rules of Fight Club. Don't talk about Fight Club and don't tell Mother Poodle it exists.
It's true.
Because, y'all, if Mother Poodle comes in up here, all the fun is gone. She will take that out.
The show will be canceled the next day.
Or she'll make it all about her and like act, I'm kind of a celebrity. She might get that way.
And then she'll start a cameo and charge like $100.
She would. I could see that. Caw.
Now,
who wants to pay that much money? But I'll get it if I can.
I just want to say this. Maybe Rose has an ulcer because she lives in a shack with no roof.
Yeah.
And it fucking rains on her and they're starving.
And having to raise her son
Single son. So maybe Big Ed, while you're riding around
your
fucking
at
Harley
the fucking door
in San Diego, handing out your motherfucking stickers that you pay too much for on goddamn Zazzle, you could think about Rose's situation.
Yo, that fucker tried to send us stickers. We said no.
We said no.
Yeah. She was one of the earliest to get in touch with us.
You know, oddly enough, I think that's the only cast member of 90 Day that's ever contacted us. I don't think I've had anybody else contact us.
You're right. You're right.
I'm fine with that, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're fine with that. I know you all listen.
Where's that? We think they're probably a little afraid of us.
We don't want to talk to
you. Because we come hard.
Except for Darcy. We want to talk to you, Darcy.
Oh, she's the only one.
We love you. Actually, Darcy, I don't know if we want to interview you. We just want to go to Connecticut and kind of drink with you.
I kind of want to imitate you in front of you.
I think she would be fine with
that. I think she would be.
Mm-hmm.
Where we just hang out with her and Stacy, and they say, so what do you want for dinner? I'm like, how about steak?
How about steak?
They're not biased.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we just all go back and forth.
Let's go get our lips done.
Maybe not referencing their plastic surgery too much.
I know, but it'd be fun to go with them and see that woman who's their friend.
Y'all, so
anyway, y'all.
Her response to this is basically he's blaming her. He blames her for not telling him she has an ulcer, which is another lovely stroke.
Yes.
And I wrote, say I'm sorry, you piece of shit. And he doesn't.
He doesn't.
And she's like, I want to punch him.
And this is...
says, you're ugly in Tagalog.
And you know what? That I notice Ed says all the time because he needs a validation. And it's so annoying. He says, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Ugh.
He did that this
so
whole
awful.
Episode. And that is when she said, you're ugly.
Y'all, if someone did that to me, my first response would be just to stare at them and say, what the fuck are you doing? And just like, if I don't say it back to you, that's a signal.
It's true.
And I love you. I love you. Ugh, God.
My arm hurts today, like tennis elbow.
Okay.
I've been given some hand jobs or something.
That's what you tell me before we start the show.
I'm just saying, it's a little sore.
Anyway, so y'all...
Oh, what a God blessed...
Rose, and I kept writing, Rose is really swallowing a shit sandwich for all this, isn't she?
She really, really is.
Three squares a day.
Three squares
a
day.
To be with Ed. So they're on a boat, and they go to look at monkeys... And
oh, sorry, my phone came on. I don't know what happened.
Why are you looking at your phone while we're doing a podcast?
I was texting someone back. What?
This is the song that everyone knows. We're not paying him for any more. Cut.
This
cut
was
it,
number
cut it,
eight.
Cut
on the pop charts of Billboard.
It. We're going to have to pay for that song.
Y'all,
and it's a piece of shit.
This was redemption because we talked about this on the Gatreon, and now there literally is a monkey on his back.
We talked about on the Gatreon, and he was appalled that I had never... I think I'd heard of it briefly, and I'm like, no one knows that song. And he's like, this song was very famous.
It was a very famous song.
And I said, you know, I've heard of the... Peter Gabriel Shocked the Monkey, which was a number one, by the way, not a number eight.
But it was George Michael.
Yeah, and I knew his big singles, and I
this
didn't know.
This was a big single.
But what did our poll say?
But then our Patreon poll, I think it just got a cross-section of people who don't get out. Because y'all come at us if you knew this song. I knew it.
This has already been litigated. And most people either had never heard of it, but even if they did hear of it, they thought of it as a minor hit. But that's okay.
I'm moving on.
It's okay for you to be wrong sometimes.
I have news.
Okay. I was doing the podcast.
Well, this is
about
the podcast.
Okay.
Christina, who edits our Gatreon videos, edits them for your pleasure, everybody. Thank you, Christina, who's part of our sissy team. She is from the Philippines originally.
Yes.
And she said... she messaged us and said, "This I have some information that you might be useful for Ed and Rose at the island of Palawan with the monkeys."
Okay.
The tour guides are very strict to tourists and would warn people to refrain from having plastic wraps or anything that makes plastic noises because the monkeys love those stuff. So she feels production trolled Ed, so they knew the monkeys would attack him. She said, I know that place because I visited it on her honeymoon. Because she has a 90-day fiancé as
she
well.
She does, y'all. Christina has she got herself a 90-day fiancé.
She got that dick and she nailed it down. Then she went
she
to Monkey Town on a honeymoon.
I'm pretty sure we shouldn't use the phrase Monkey Town ever. It sounds bad to
like
me.
That.
Oh, we're going to edit that out. Holy shit.
I meant actual monkeys.
I still don't think you should ever call that island Monkey Town. I'm pretty sure.
Because they're monkeys.
This is not the view. The term Monkey Town is not the view of 90 Day Gays. Only Matt Maher. So anyway, y'all...
Okay.
The monkey jumps on Ed because trying to get a banana. Why would you take a banana
to be production.
Yeah. I think that's an amazing story. So anyway.
I screamed like a woman.
Yeah, you froke out.
I was in it and then it jumped up and I went, oh!
And it scared me because I was just riding. Y'all, he does this with birds too. And it's so unnecessary.
He gets angry because I scare him. And then and then he starts yelling at me.
You startle me and you do that and it's very upsetting. Anyway, so I think Ed's seen Outbreak too many times.
Probably.
So he's freaked out that a monkey's gonna, and Rose is like, he's scared of everything.
It's true.
Ed is scared of everything.
It's true.
So y'all, Ed has I've arranged. She says like he said that about the monkey trip. I've arranged this because look at all these things I can do with my white money.
I just feel like Ed is always. Do you feel like he's always acting? Always.
Yes, like even said that from the first episode we did.
Even when he sees like the island and he says, "Oh, it's so beautiful here." Oh my God! I'm like, you live in San Diego.
Throw it to camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live in San Diego. It's beautiful there.
It's beautiful there, too. Y'all.
It's got a lot of military men in San Diego.
Yeah, no
y'all,
shit.
The military men in San Diego. Oh, my God.
And a lot of brigade, y'all. They're just out there.
They used to be on the down low, but now they're just fucking now they're dick.
Fucking dick.
Come at us.
Anyway.
If you're a military man who wants to date Poodle.
Maybe slide into my DMs. Don't come at me in public. Mm-hmm.
Just say hi.
I can't send you dick pics in public.
No, we're not doing this. Just say hi.
Say hi. So they're at in the most romantic place on the resort is obviously a table poolside.
Cool.
It's not on the beach.
Concrete structure filled with water.
I doubt he probably asked for the most romantic spot. I think he just said, what can I get for $30?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they gave him.
Mm-hmm.
So he keeps saying, he's still talking down with her. He's like, I'm just not 100% sure.
Well, no, before that, though, he says, like, she's like, I feel happy. I feel love.
Yeah.
I want Ed to be a part of my life. I wish as he proposes tonight. So she's enjoying herself. And as usually with anything with Ed, if you're feeling good about
he's going to ruin it.
Just wait for it. And then go ahead, Poodle.
So he's not 100% sure that he wants to propose to her because he hasn't told her about her sister asking him for money. He's like, I'm just not sure. Maybe they're in cahoots.
No one has used the word cahoots in 37 years.
All of a sudden, well, people use it, but it's like in a crime sense.
Yeah.
So he thinks they're trying to extort him. Or you use cahoots to say like, I think old Will Partner's in cahoots with the guy who robbed that bank.
Exactly. There needs to be a bank robbery, a Western aspect, something on the frontier, maybe a mining situation.
Yeah. Yeah,
panhandle for gold.
Cahoots is not the right word to you here.
Not right.
So she says he does tell her this, and her face kind of shows it to us. Her face, she's like shaking her leg, and I just feel.
Do you think she knew?
That's a good question. I don't think it matters at this point. I still think she's eating a shit sandwich every time. Every time she talks to him.
Uh-huh.
Part of me thinks she did not know. Because why would the sister say, don't tell?
Well, if they were in cahoots. But part of me leans towards that, too. For that same reason.
If they're going to be together, what would the benefit of... Telling
her, yeah, just creating. That.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't think Ed really thought this out, you guys.
Yeah, I don't. Shocker.
Yeah.
I don't think that she's going. I don't think she knew.
So she says she did not know. And he wants to hear the sister's side of the story, and she's like, but I'd like to be there on the call. Again, because you're a fucking liar, and you'd probably speak in Tagalog,
again,
and you're still in cahoots.
He doesn't trust her. That's why he... Oh. You know, because he said...
Y'all, here's the thing.
If he'd even said, I'd like to talk to your sister, even if he said... But there's no reason for him to talk to her sister. If it's between her and her sister,
exactly.
Let them work it out and trust them.
Here is why Hazel from Tariq's season, Hazel and Tariq, is playing the game so much better than Rose.
It's true.
I would have walked out like, Hazel, you don't trust me? If you don't trust me, we're never going to do this.
Uh-uh.
And you know what? He would have come around begging for that pussy like a bloodhound. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And then the next thing you know, he's going to my church for 5 hours and watching us like practically hump a fucking snake for Jesus And then he's going away, going, okay.
You got to know your fucking power, y'all. Hazel knew her fucking power.
Hazel played it well.
It's like a fucking pool shark.
She
anyway,
is.
Anyway, y'all.
She says, though, Rose says, she says, I do not want your money. And he said, I believe you because by your reaction.
Yeah. He's great at reading people.
Great at reading people.
The next day on the beach, she's already said, the previous night, she says, I can't wait to make babies with you. Now, we find out earlier on that he has said he wants a vasectomy. He doesn't want any more kids. I can't believe they haven't talked about this. I cannot believe.
Poodle, they've only been dating 2.5 months.
Yeah, but it seems like if you are going to go to the Philippines, you have to have.
But 2.5 months, that's not a long.
It's a long time for me.
You've had orgies that have been longer than that.
They felt that long. Especially the like 6 a.m. rolls around. I'm like, okay, my legs hurt.
Yeah, when that defensive line's still there. Hashtag callback to our OGs.
Just the defensive line. So anyway.
Put that on the shirt.
You'd have to get the whole joke of it.
It's true.
So Rose is swimming, and he FaceTimes his friend Rich, who we haven't seen since like episode 1 and 2,
y'all.
Yeah, yeah. And says, wait, you haven't talked to her about this yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's not going to go well. If she wants to have more kids, I feel like this was... there's always one more thing with Ed. There's always one more concession.
One more thing. And also what really pointed out to me this episode and with the kids thing. Good. Listen, I know that kids are a big deal. However, y'all, when you love someone and you realize you're marrying someone who's in her 20s, who probably wants to have...
Yeah.
Because who knows if she moves to America...
You know she's talked about it before.
If Prince is even going to be able to go with her.
Ugh.
That's devastating to a mother. Yep.
And she's childbearing age and everything.
But here's the deal. Big Ed is not compromising on anything.
Nope. Zero.
It's all my way or the highway. Whereas you look at some of these other couples, some of them compromise. Now, we just talked about on What Now. We'll see a little teaser for What Now. I am worried a little bit about Omar not compromising at all for Avery. But, you know, he's also coming from a different background.
I like him, but his culture is just...
He is not compromising on Avery at all.
No.
And that's the deal. No, and so, but we've seen other people that compromise, but Big Ed?
And he's doing it in such a quote-unquote nice way that he thinks he can skirt by on it.
The only other person I think of that's not good is compromising, too... is Ash, and
we got a lot to say about that.
Ooh.
Like, y'all, every successive every successive moment in that seminar made my jaw go and I kept having to pick it up off the floor.
Y'all, and he's had 10 dicks in his mouth, so his jaw goes pretty far.
It unhitches.
Mm-hmm.
I
think that's all I had about them.
Me too.
All right. I think this will be a good time
to take a
little break, and then we'll be right back. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay,
But is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Let's move on now to, we're going to go to the wild steps of Pavlograd.
The wild steps of Pavlograd.
I do to David, y'all.
I do want to jump in real quick and remind people, y'all, we've got new merch.
Okay.
Well, I just thought about that. We've got,
I don't know why you thought to do it now, but that's okay.
We've got two new merch. We've got, one is Maddie in the Streets, Poodle in the Sheets.
Yes, that was just announced today, you guys.
You can get a t-shirt, you can get a journal, you can get a mug.
Anything. Sticker, you can get a sticker.
And then we have
put
another.
Put it on your laptop.
Yes, and we have another. Poodle's the other one. I'm going to make you say it.
The next item of merch
Poodle?
Is,
just say it.
If you can cream it. You can dream it.
Y'all fucking asked for this shit.
If you can cream it, you can dream it.
You fucking demanded this. So, y'all.
It's vile.
Or you can.
Can you get it on a t-shirt? Please, no.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
God.
And our Dream It and Cream It mugs are flying off the shelves.
If you can cream it, you can dream it.
Sorry, just like
sure.
That.
Yeah.
Our cream it,
no,
dream it.
No, you'll just never get it in the right order. That's it's not. Don't blame any fucking dyslexia.
Anyway, our cream mugs are flying off the shelves.
I would say they're positively dripping.
Get yourself a sticker or get yourself a journal,
and we want you to fill that mug with
fill
as much cream as you possibly can,
y'all. Whatever you need to do,
take your coffee with some foam.
And disclaimer. We don't, as we talked about, we make shit for merch.
Yeah, we don't.
We just, and I think
we're just trying to build a community. And later on her deathbed, when I tell my mother that she had, that her saying of Frozen was on a blanket and all across America, and she dies of mortification,
she'll wake up just for 5 seconds to slap you and then fall down.
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh. Anyway.
Go.
Anyway, y'all.
I shouldn't talk about my mother's death.
You shouldn't. That's mean.
What is wrong with me? I have a lot of problems. That is not an invitation for you to chime in.
Doesn't take therapist to say that. Anyway, y'all, so be sure to check all that out and get your, you can put it, your creaming and dreaming. You can put it on a journal. You can put it
that's
on
a good idea, y'all, because that just reminds you, if you can cream something, you can dream it.
You can.
It's kind of like a more dirtier version of Rocky Horror, Don't Dream It, Be It.
Exactly.
But a lot more disgusting.
A lot more disgusting.
And coming from a different place.
And coming from baby girl Lisa.
But right now, let's talk about David.
So y'all, the
door's opening.
Reveal that was announced at the last, so we all kind of thought we were going to see Lana.
Yep.
And instead, it's an elderly Russian man with moles all over his face.
With moles all over his face. Which, I have to say, y'all.
Anatoly, king of moles.
We did not know. After Maria, we were like, this could be.
I know.
It could be Lana.
And when he opened
Lana.
That heavy Eastern Bloc door that seemed like it was made of all metal. It sounded like a brig shutting.
I thought Scarlett Johansson was going to come out, and this was a Black Widow movie.
I think this is a good time for another installment of 90 Day Theater. That's not the theme. I was doing Masterpiece
here.
Yes, thank you. That's not, no. That's a different theme. Anyway, I can see we're getting nowhere when you stare at me blankly. Y'all, when I'll say, oh, that's wrong, he'll look at me and go, I don't know the other one. And I'm like, it's not worth fighting about. Let's just move on. It's just that our common cultural markers that I think most people will know, you fall so short in those. And it makes, I'm just aghast half the time. Anyway, you're looking at me like that again. Mm-hmm. So another episode of 90 Days Theater. And y'all, 90 Days Theater has an R-E at the end. Because this is theater, not theater.
It's true.
Anyway, and
wait,
scene.
Who's playing who?
I'm playing the role of the person behind the door.
Okay. All right.
And scene. Door goes.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Russian translated. Yes?
Is, I'm looking for my girl. I'm looking for my girl, my gal, Lana.
You need to, no, I'm sorry, just stopping. You need to say Lana?
That's what
he did.
That's what he's doing. He's saying, Lana.
He said Lana to him.
No, that's what I just said. I'm looking for, he kept saying, I'm looking for my girl,
No,
Lana.
He didn't. He called her Lana first.
Well, like, yes. That
was the whole joke, and you fucked it up. That was the funniest thing in the episode. When an old man opens the door, and he goes, Lana? Do you not understand how that was the joke?
Well, no,
I'm done with this. You ruined it. You ruined it for me. The funniest thing that happened in the episode, everyone is saying it.
He said, I'm looking for my girl. He said, Lana.
He did. No, you didn't.
Well, I paraphrased.
Yeah.
I made it a choice.
And with comedy, you can't paraphrase.
I made a choice.
Yeah, it was terrible. Also, I don't know how you're doing, David. Remind me never to let you do that again. Anyway, here's the thing. I just ended it because you crushed my dreams. I just try to create something, you guys, and sometimes he can't even play. So I guess now I need to tell you what I need from you from now on. Oh, wow. Because that was, I just gotta say this, that was the funniest thing. An old man with moles all over his face opened the door.
And he did.
And David says, Lana?
It was pretty ridiculous.
Hoping that man would say, yes, I am Lana. I have been catfishing you for a whole time.
It was ridiculous.
That man named Anatoly, King of Moles, did not know who Lana was. Had never heard of Alana, had never seen a picture. He'd lived there for 20 years.
He literally said, I've been here since like 1990.
Anatoly works in the Bass Cannery, y'all.
So you think
he's worked
think,
there for 45 years.
You don't think he's Ukrainian Central Casting?
No.
Nope. You think he's a real person?
He is a real person. You could not pull off moles like that.
That's true.
And no, he wasn't even, he actually felt sorry for David. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't know where your girlfriend is.
Do you think he's had other people knock on his door? If
maybe. No, he would have said something. But, possibly. I still say the woman from last week who took his flowers, who we interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the woman who we interviewed, who I think, her name was Nadja?
I don't remember.
She'd seen thousands of guys come in.
You know, and
she took their flowers every time and put them in her shop.
It's true. And y'all, by the way, two of you, our sissies, came at us. Apparently, it is unlucky in Ukraine.
Yes. Thank you for coming at us.
To get flowers with even numbers.
Because that's a funeral.
You get flowers with odd numbers for, like, love.
But you get one or you get 11.
Yes.
Then.
He got 9.
This may be just me. One rose says everything.
Wow.
I really believe that.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's true.
You roll it over for any Tom, Dick, or Harry that shows up at your door.
Because 3 roses is weird. Or 7 is weird. It should be either 1 or a dozen.
The bar is low for you.
No, I'm saying I would accept 11 as well if 12 is bad luck.
You fucked on rose petals, haven't you?
You know, I never have, but I think I would bust out laughing, and I don't think I'd be able to, like, hold it together. And I would. Now that I look back on it, I'd be fine. I'd be over it, and I would say, it's Dick O'Clock! Put it on me! That part of my lizard brain would take over, and it goes, Dick! Dick!
Like,
it's like one of those things on the Land of the Lost. The ones with
the
lizard heads. What are those called?
I don't know.
Someone will say something. Someone will say
hey,
it.
Hey, Siri, what are the name of the lizard heads on Land of the Lost?
Here are matches for Land of the Lost.
Sleestacks. Boy, that was a weird echo of my brain that came up with that.
Y'all forget that. Poodle is a closet sci-fi space nerd, and he will not admit it.
I won't. I'm really quiet about
it. But if we took him to a Star Trek convention...
Oh, I'd lose my mind.
Y'all come at us if you're
Trekkies. I don't want to talk about it. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Come at us if you're Trekkies.
It makes me really uncomfortable.
So, do you know any Klingon?
I can't wait. I vocally directed a performance of Tamburlaine by Christopher Marlowe that was done in Klingon, and I helped them with their singing. It's like, see, I know a little. I'm not proud. Let's move on.
Wow.
I'm nervous about that.
Wow. What if you end up, like, what if you go to a Star Trek convention, though, and that's where you, like, meet your future husband?
You're obsessed with me meeting my future husband. And we're in a pandemic.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, because you're online dating
you know
now.
Why?
You're not.
You know
you're
why?
Not able to fuck.
You want to introduce me to my husband, so I will forever owe you in some kind of fucked up micromanagement, like fantasy of my life.
You already owe me for the shit I've done.
Anyway, y'all.
I'm just saying it's kind of like too hot to handle. You can't have sex with people, so therefore, you're
Listen,
like
I'm already talking to people online. So let's leave my relationship and my love life out of it. People don't come to the podcast to hear about it. They come at me on Cameo. I just told someone asked for a bad hookup story, and I told them a whopper.
Oh, wow.
Oh. I don't think I've told that one on the podcast, too. Whoa.
Well, woo! Now you got to pay for it.
I sound like a whore on Cameo. See, I mean, I sang the word whore again. You got to pay me.
Got to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Anyway.
It is what it is.
So, David said, well, she must not have given me the correct address. And the old man looking at her is like, no shit.
Even the old man who doesn't understand English is like, you're a fucking moron.
And then the old man's like, you know, Ukrainian girls who do this online, they're not very serious people.
Yes.
Like, everyone has told him. The woman who he used to date in Ukraine says that.
Anatoly says, I would avoid meeting Ukrainian women on the internet.
Everybody knows this, y'all.
And he's like, and so finally, he's walking down the Eastern Bloc hallway. Here's the thing, you guys, in communist countries, all the apartment buildings, they're built with the same specs.
Yes.
So all these look the same. That was the way in China. You would just look out and see these 40 or 50 apartment buildings all exactly the same. Mm. Like, 80 stories high each.
Did it freak you out?
Yeah. There's a lot about China that freaked me out.
80 stories tall?
Yep.
80.
Yep.
You really?
Just see them, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe not 80, at least 50.
Antonio's in China now.
What?
Corny.
Oh, that Antonio.
Antonio, yeah.
Corny.
Antonio,
you dodged a bullet.
He dodged
She's being Stockholm Syndrome with that German guy.
Selling period cups.
Yes, I made the choice. With Papa, I will stay. Is this home? Is this where I must learn to be happy? Selling menstrual cups. All alone in a foreign land. He is German, and I'm scared he will break me.
And put me in front of a green screen.
Build higher green screen around me.
We had to finish it out now.
Yeah.
Change every lock and key. Nothing lasts. But it all of me. Though I'm far away. Home.
Someone needs to rescue you.
You know,
from your German captor.
One part, you didn't know what to say, so you just went wah wah wah. You just phoned it in.
I did. I wanted to get through it. Anyway, y'all. Finally, David just says, this is too much.
That was from Beauty and the Beast, by the way. Everybody.
Yeah, it was. Not the movie. The stage show. It was cut from the movie.
Oh, it was originally in the movie. Oh, I didn't know
that
one.
It was intended to be.
I just thought Human Again was originally supposed to...
Yeah, but I think that was... it was originally... She was supposed to sing a song about that. Yeah.
Anyway, y'all.
He's like, the up and down is too much. Again, not a thing I've ever said on a Saturday night.
Up and down, she wandered. Up and down and up and down, he wandered. Did you ever sing that madrigal?
Yes, yes. They all do that. Are we... What happened?
Your little speaker things. You
what
touched
happened?
It. What, can you not hear yourself?
I can.
Oh, damn it.
What happened?
Now that you just moved the speaker thing because you flail Jesus. Around like a tuna getting fucked by a hammerhead.
I don't know what that means. That's.
I bet a tuna getting fucked by a hammerhead shark flops around.
They do.
Do fish do that?
I think fish have sex.
Do they have sex with other fish?
No, I think fish just like spray their semen and it falls into the other fish's hole. It's very romantic.
I didn't know you were a fish. I thought you were a mammal. That's what you're doing.
It's disgusting.
When I see you on the alley, just bends up with your ass up. Just going,
when I'm camming.
You're just quoting Finding Dory. Now I know it all makes sense.
I'm going out to the alley to find Dory. That's what I say.
That's what he says.
That's all I've got about that sad sack.
That's all.
I don't know how this is going to end, y'all. P.S. This episode was 3 fucking hours and no one prepared us. There was no promotion that was going to be 3 hours. I think they've got the COVIDs at TLC. Something's going on.
The Corones.
Yeah.
It was not. It wasn't
the Rona.
Because, y'all, Poodle has to prepare.
I have to do it in my mind. I have to know what's going to go on. Kind of if you need to have a plan for what's going on or you are completely spiraling.
Like, because for some of you, this was Sunday night. You got the kids to bed. You made your husband watch this show because he's going to get some pickle tickle after this. And y'all,
you promised him it's 2 hours.
Towards the last 10 minutes, he's probably doing a little hand searching and stuff.
Yeah, hands across America.
Getting everybody ready. Just helping moisten the grasslands. And then suddenly you're ready.
And then there's another fucking hour.
And then he's got your finger inside you and you have to say, babe, get out. There's another hour.
I need to watch these lesbians try to salvage their relationship.
And then he falls asleep and he won't wake up. And then you are overstimulated from 90 Day Fiancé.
And you have to finger bang yourself in the bathroom.
Yes, exactly.
With Cheeto fingers, probably.
With Cheeto fingers. Yes.
And you're crying whilst doing it.
Wow. Brian Williams from the 11th Hour just talks in your kitchen.
That's
from
real.
The TV.
That is real.
We just got real life.
Anyway, and it's a rerun, too, because it's a weekend.
Exactly.
Y'all, Stephanie and Erica. We're jumping around a lot.
We're going to talk about Stephanie and Erica next.
So, I wrote down, this is the worst. You know, at first it was kind of good lesbian drama. Now we've just simmered to a low boil.
We've even had one of our lesbians, Gus, in the Sissy Squad message us
she's
and
like,
say,
this is garbage.
She's like, I am disappointed in my lesbians this.
And she told us a great story of like fighting with her girlfriend.
It was great.
Y'all, because if you've seen two girls fight who've been in a relationship out at a club, if there's not something physical, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Yeah,
they go at it
and they wind up crying. And then, ain't no drama like lesbian drama.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no drama.
Because
a lesbian drama don't stop. Oh!
Oh!
Ain't we no could drama put like a lesbian drama, because a lesbian drama don't stop. Oh. we'll do the remix when we do our...
Musical episode?
Yes.
We're still waiting on that.
You got another couple hours in a day? I'm ready if anybody wants to give them to me. Anyway,
y'all, they're going to go to the botanical garden.
This is like fight number 11 that they've had episode.
They've broken up and made up.
And
at
that's
least
very
four
girl
times.
On girl. That's very girl on girl. Very, very typical for two women. Because
women have different boxes than men.
We got a lot to talk about later for that.
Anyway, they're at the
some women need to fill in boxes. And your hormones do that to you. You could just see Avery's does not compute.
Save it.
You brought it up, you whore.
You know, I like to tease, and you just go into it.
You made me say whore again.
You just like ramrod it in there. Just tap.
Anyway, y'all.
Stephanie and Erica, they're at the botanical gardens to talk.
Botanical, not botanical.
Did I say
botanical? You said like Bojangles. They're at the botanical gardens. You sound like your aunt. I can't wait to go to the botanical gardens. Like it's spelled B-A-U, botanical gardens. Anyway, botanical, because there's a rule in English that says we can have one stressed syllable or two stressed syllables for a long word like that, and it's rarely the first. You know, the valedictorian pig knew that of your class.
Oh, botanical.
You never learned it. Oinky knew that. Anyway.
They're going to the botanical gardens.
And this is a desert botanical gardens, which just feels like they're in the desert.
Maybe that's what you call a botanical
garden. Botanical garden.
It does look like they're just in somebody's yard in Palm Springs,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does look like Palm Springs. That's true.
So anyway, Stephanie hopes they can work it out because she says,
for the 11th
time, I don't
want
her to break up with me.
Yeah, that's really helpful. And she's like, my feet really hurt.
Because she wore wedges to the botanical gardens. Who does that?
You guys, we've had a lot of, on our Instagram and on our Twitter, and just in general on our Sissy Squad, there's been a lot of Stephanie hate. And I can't say I don't get why. She has not made any friends.
You know what
season.
People do not like on reality TV at all? Kind of like one of the biggest sins. If people can tell you are not authentically being yourself.
Totally.
And Stephanie kind of finally admits to that, but she's just not. And that's, again, I think that's the biggest thing with Big Ed.
And we were talking about not compromising. Stephanie has not wanted to compromise once.
She wants
to move to New York. She wants to come out on her own timeline, but she wants Erica to come out to her family. She wants to be with Erica's friends, but on her terms.
That is true.
Yeah. See, occasionally I think of something like that.
When you say
that is true, like someone is just like panned for gold, and so like she found a gold nugget.
Wilmer, we found one.
Anyway,
what did you say?
I hate you. So
popped out of his ass. It's just so loose. He was hiding the gold. I can't. He's got no gag reflex. He keeps all the miners happy.
Fine, man.
So, y'all, Erica, this is what I took away from this kind of like weird botanical gardens thing. She's talking about meeting her friends. Uh-huh. She sees Stephanie meeting her friends as very differently than Stephanie does.
Mm-hmm.
She sees it as a way to kind of de-stress their relationship, to kind of bring everybody into the community. And Stephanie sees this as a test, you guys.
As a test and an opportunity to get more information about their loved one.
Someone's been fucked over badly. Yeah. And she's always worried about what the friends are thinking about her.
This is not good.
Yeah.
At all.
So that fundamental difference in the way they see her friends and her kind of culture is, it's really hard
Stephanie's
to get over.
Somebody brought up and they said, I've never noticed it, but it seems like Stephanie has almost like a borderline personality. Meaning that Stephanie said something that she's been saying this all along, but she said it this episode and it hit me. She said, I feel like everyone is upset with me. She's not taking any personal responsibility, and everything is being done. I think you've said this before. Everything is being done to her.
Yeah. Oh, she's a victim. She's the perpetual victim. Illness, her blood. And then she even says, my life is just a mess right now. What if she says? I'm just a screwed up person. You guys, that's a red flag.
That is a red flag.
She's saying, I'm a screwed up person, to immediately become the victim and to deflect from talking about her problems.
Yeah.
Because she can blame, I'm a screwed up person, for why she does things. And it's an easy out for her. She can't just say, I was wrong about this because I felt this way. She has to label herself as a screw-up instead of talking about her feelings and why she feels the way she does. Doled it out, Stephanie. Yeah, again, y'all, that's a red flag. In fact, in my life, I had a person who said, well, I guess I'm just a terrible mother. Go!
Wow.
I wonder who that was.
Shocker. It also makes sense why Stephanie can't come out, because y'all, speaking from experience, you come out when you're confident enough to come out. If you're not confident about yourself and I'm glad you're untangling a cord.
It's bothering.
In the middle of our show.
It's bothering
y'all,
me.
Y'all, if there's two cords laying around, Poodle will have them in a knot in 3 seconds.
Well, that was
seconds.
Bothering me because there was a white cord on a black cord. And it was bothering. I was just seeing it, and it was, like, annoying me. What were you saying?
Anyway.
I was listening.
Back to...
With one ear.
So, it's this idea, though, of you don't come out when you're not confident about yourself.
Yeah.
So, no wonder Stephanie... I mean, it's at the core. It has nothing to do with Erica.
Right.
She is just... I bet you, if you really got deep with Stephanie, she probably hates a lot of parts of herself.
Hmm. Yeah.
There's some deep...
Well, I don't think... Her mother doesn't seem the most supportive person.
Didn't want to say that, but noticed that before.
Yeah,
she's
the mother.
She's got a European mother.
Yeah. Cuts deep.
Cuts deep.
So, you guys, then at the end, Erica, strangely enough, says, clean slate. I'm like, okay, I guess that was somehow handled.
Even though, because Erica brought up to Stephanie, and Stephanie...
She did apologize.
But Erica did say, she did, but the way she said, I'm sorry, even was kind of like, I still didn't believe she heard it. But Erica said, and I'm glad Erica finally brought this up, what freaks me out is the stuff that you're upset about with my life.
Yeah,
is
you
everything
knew.
You, knew. You knew. Whereas Stephanie has brought in all this shit that Erica had no idea about.
Yep.
No idea about her.
The extent of her illness.
The extent of her illness.
The things
that
about
she doesn't
her,
want to be physical in a relationship.
Doesn't want to be physical.
Like,
and everything that she was online is different now. Yep. I don't see these working, y'all. We've said this from the very beginning. This is oil and water.
Yeah.
I just said oil like people from my hometown.
You did.
Oil and water.
You did.
It's kind of like how you said fill the other day for feel or concealer. Concealer.
Sometimes, y'all, we talk country.
Yeah. We.
Did you sound like a little country kid when you were a little boy?
Oh, yes. There's like, you can hear me. There's like a recording of me saying, Lucas, throw me the ball.
Did you actively take your accent out?
You know, that's a good question because
I've never done that.
We were on the Dolly Parton. Yeah, no shit.
I made a choice not to, actually.
The Dolly Parton podcast, there was something about kids in the, I think it was in Appalachia. A lot of times they would take their accent out. And I
like
think
their parents would say,
I think
to be successful,
to school,
you need to take it
when
out.
When I went to school, no one told me that. But when I went to school, I was like kind of hearing myself, and people would say, you sound like a bumpkin, you know, a little bit. And I kind of heard that and went, this type of accent does not make you sound intelligent. And it was really important that I sounded intelligent in college.
No.
And because academia is a measure of your worth, supposedly.
I remember at Belvoir, Nancy Goldberg thought I was an idiot, but hired me because of Lynn Eustace. And then when she saw my theater class, she was like, you're really good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Y'all, if you talk like Gomer Pyle, and I'm saying keep your accent, doesn't matter, you be you. And mine slowly also ebbed when I started having to take diction lessons and being very specific about how I spoke. And intentional about how I spoke. And it's because when you're intentional about
but
things.
But you could have been such like in academia, you could have been such a role model for other Southern people. They could have looked at you and
fucking rubes.
What? I just think, because what's her name? What's the NPR reporter that I love, the one that's in France? Beardsley.
Eleanor Beardsley.
Eleanor Beardsley.
That's not how she speaks.
She talks just like
Eleanor
that.
Beardsley. She has a little bit of an accent, but
I
she
love
has,
it.
Well, I still have people. All my students say I still have an accent, and I think I do. It's a little rounder. But I do say words with a little bit more of a cadence, southern cadence. But I'll often say, like, I'll say oil or aisle or instead of aisle.
How do you say pie?
Pie. Instead of pie.
Or tin.
Tin.
I don't know why, but I say ten. And people used to make fun of me for saying
that.
Yeah,
when I came home from college, I remember my mom saying, well, like, look who's talking like a Yankee.
Ooh.
Do you think you're better than us?
Boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I said it was just coming out little by little, and it was a problem. But now no one hears it. And if I talk on the phone with them, I get really country. You've heard me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen him get really country. Y'all, when he's like, three Sex on the Beach is in, and he just kicks off his food because he loves being barefoot.
He'll just get barefoot at the bar. I would rather not to wear shoes.
If I see two dirty bare feet with their legs up the bar getting a rim job, I know it's Poodle.
Brer Fox, is that you?
Can't talk about that cartoon. Anyway, y'all. So,
anyway, they're going to get a clean slate. And I wrote down, this lesbian drama is getting not interesting.
It's not interesting.
So they go on another excursion. Boy, TLC just planned for them to do. They went to three different places. You pointed this out.
They went to, I will just say one thing, is that Stephanie did finally acknowledge that online I portray myself another
way
than I do.
She did. You're exactly right. So
I just think that's a big deal that. And then they do the do-over. But yes, go on fucking three excursions. But I don't know what happened.
Instead of saying, this is what I do, could they not saying, so how do we kind of figure out how to parse the way you are now from your online persona that never moves past
honey,
it? It's just...
They're not going to get there. They're not going to get there.
Because this, like, sharing a little bit at a time does nothing.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
I know. So they're going to go see Roy the Boomerang Man. They call him Roy the Boomerang Man.
What?
That's a...
Okay. I guess that's something. He's indigenous, you guys. Aboriginal. And I guess Stephanie decides to kind of worried about what Roy is going to think. Again, I don't know why you'd be worried about what an Aboriginal man in the middle of the outback would think of your relationship. I get it. I get it.
I would do that worry. I would still even in...
I worry sometimes if in South Carolina.
Yeah, worry about...
But I'm pretty sure Roy isn't going to beat the shit out of them.
But who knows? I mean, who knows? Remember when we saw Australia? We learned a lot about
Australia.
Remember when we saw Australia?
That movie.
We loved that movie.
I don't remember like it loving it as much as you did.
Oh, it took me away.
But
anyway, I learned a lot. I did not know a lot. It's just kind of about the history of racism in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And also just kind of a lot of, you know, Australia. Was it at the time they were there? The gay marriage was just legalized.
Yeah, I think so.
Very
right.
recently. Yep. So I bet there's a lot of homophobia that happens there.
I agree, but you didn't have to say special friends is almost worse
That's
than girlfriends.
Weird.
Yeah. This is my special friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all, people need to refer... You just say my friend or this is my girlfriend or my partner.
Mm-hmm.
There's no degree of friendship.
Uh-huh. No.
Or your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is my scissor sister.
Lover.
Or this is my finger flanger.
Mm-hmm.
My lover. Ooh.
My cooch and hooch. My coaster holder.
Oh, God. My boxing partner.
Yep.
Sparring partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, special friends. Anyway,
tiger tamer,
gross. So I wrote down, Stephanie is dressed like a female Steve Irwin.
She is. She's very ready. I want to go throw a boomerang. Doesn't this look fun?
I've done it as a child. We had boomerangs.
We had ones like Nerf boomerangs.
We had real ones.
Really?
My father bought us boomerangs. We hit each other with them.
There can be
I almost hit my brother. I threw it at him and hit him right here in his eye, and he still has a scar. You know, my father said, "What would happen if you blinded your brother, friend? What would have happened? How would you have felt?" And I'm like 12 years old. I don't know. Now you think about that.
You were so mean to your brother.
You think about how it would have felt to a blind to have to wake up and see your brother with a blind eye every day and say, "I did that, friend." Oh, I was totally shamed by both parents. Anytime we did anything to each other, you think about why you did that. Why would you want to do that to your brother? What did he do to you? Oh, the amount of shame, y'all. That's the thing. Be careful when you're punishing your kids if you shame your kids. It seemed like the first thing to do, but you have to deal with it later. The kids do.
And so do their friends.
It's true.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah, so I think I'll say something to somebody to be wrong of something. I'm like, I bet you feel terrible. Anyway, so
they go the boomerang, yeah. And they helps them. Stephanie tries to throw the boomerang.
It's not good.
Not good, but it doesn't matter because they end up having a kiss at the end.
She does say, if I do this well, the rest of our trip will go very well.
Didn't go great, although they acted like it did.
Maybe you don't put something on a boomerang.
They do make a jump here because they've had a horrible, horrible time. Then she throws a boomerang kind of half-assed, and then they kiss, and then Stephanie says, we need to come out to our families. I'm like, how about we drop some pressure here?
Well, I think that's just not her. Like, she needs to be high stakes all the time.
Do you feel like Stephanie is one? Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I was about to say. Stephanie is one of those people that there's always
drama.
There's always something to look forward to or agonize about.
Or there's something to think about in the past. There's no present. There's no present.
On this journey to the
That's the end of it. I didn't need that other note. Thank you.
You know, that kind of sounded like the Wheel of Fortune theme.
It kind of did sound, but the piano part in that sync goes boom, 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 boom. It did.
It's the Wheel of Fortune.
They stole it.
They stole that.
Anyway, so we're up for our third excursion. Because of that 3-hour episode, we had to go 3 different places.
We're going to go on a shark tour. And speaking
I'm so tired.
Speaking of music, y'all, they went to royaltyfreemusic.com.
And it was like, and just enter joy. That was written by someone in Sri Lanka or something. Yeah. Just and put it up on royalty free music.
And they made it sound a little bit like Jaws.
No.
But not enough you could sue for.
Yeah, because y'all they can't afford that music because that's John Williams and that shit's high priced.
It's true. Anyway, this was completely. They were going into a shark cage, which I would never do. First of all, because a shark, if you've seen Jaws, the shark can hit that metal cage hard and it dislodges.
I don't know if that's true. I think that might be just from the movies.
Anyway, maybe just watch sharks in an aquarium.
I would do it.
No, you would not.
I would do it. I might suffocate. I might asphyxiate and die in that thing because just saying it right now made my chest tighten.
I just don't need to do it.
Because I would swim in my Aunt Peggy's swimming pool after I saw Jaws for that whole summer. It wasn't until
I think you'll be a great candidate for swimming in a shark
cage.
And even
then, because her pool was 13 feet deep. That was deeper than anybody's pool. Because she knew Jarvis.
Aunt Peggy had money, y'all.
Well, Jarvis put in the pools, too, and was Jarvis's neighbor. Jarvis Pools. That's who does pools in Ardmore. And so he and Peggy were neighbors. So he did the pool extra deep for her with the diving board and the swimming pool. I used to swim and look behind me under the water just to make sure there wasn't a shark in there. Y'all, I'm from a landlocked state. I'm from a landlocked state.
Just wait to get that out.
Anyway.
So it's her last week, y'all, after that pool excursion. We're on the trip, and this is not very exciting.
No, it's boring.
Somehow they, I feel like, I feel, and this is what we were talking about, the 3-hour episode, you guys. Something is wrong with this season, and we're not even sure when it's going to end. The tell-all is supposed to be in May.
Did the same showrunner who was on Life After Lockup come to 90 Day Fiancé? Are we just going to have a season that lasts like 37 because episodes?
Here's the thing. David's to me, David's episode can maybe be over in like one episode. David's story. Yolanda's is the same.
Yeah.
Avery and Ash's may take a while, but I think they're going to probably finish it up too. Eric and Stephanie, y'all, all these are grinding to a halt.
It is a little bit of like, what's happened?
There's nothing left for Tom and Darcy to
even
do.
They're done.
Yeah. The big storylines, you guys, Big Ed and Rose, the big storylines are almost done. It was just weird to have a 3-hour episode.
I should ask Kim at Cray Cray. She always knows, like, what are the timelines.
Good idea.
We don't know shit.
Anyway, Erica basically says, it's time to come out to my family. And Stephanie's like, yeah, I'm not in the same place as you.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Just without missing a beat. She's like, yeah, I'm not the same place.
Even though earlier Stephanie said we should probably come out to our families.
And Erica made a big deal of saying, I think I'm going to invite you to dinner and I'm going to come out to my family. And Stephanie's like, yeah, not there yet.
Which is not a great idea.
No.
Not a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, which probably means there's one episode. It'll be half at Stephanie's house and half talking to, half at Erica's house and half Stephanie talking to her mom, which is not going to go well.
It's not going to go well.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. I'm done with them. Do you want to move
on? We are done with them.
They were boring. Can we move on to the good one?
We are going to move on to Avery and Ash.
Oh, this was good.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, Queens.
Lana? From Too Hot to Handle, the hit Netflix show that we did a podcast about that everybody should listen to.
On our Patreon?
Yes, you pickle smokers. I've been watching and noticing how gay you are.
I thought I was having a butch day.
I saw what you did with that corn cob.
We're in a quarantine.
That didn't stop you in February.
Isn't that why your grinder name is Orville Cockenblocker?
I feel attacked.
Silence, you turd burglars. You have exceeded your podcast time for today, and I'm afraid this episode will have to be a two-parter.
But we were just getting started, Avery and Ash.
And I was about to tell a story about that time my cousin Lolo put lube on her pig at the state fair and Uncle Jake.
We're done.
Fine.
I thought so. See you tomorrow, Queens.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.